Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you once again alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. If you're just joining us and you'd like to find out more about the conversation being had today, head over to financialsafari.com where you can watch not only our TV show, but also you can hear our radio show in the form of a podcast online 24/7. That's financialsafari.com. Now, Coach, we were hanging out outside the studio the other day and we were talking about gold. And I have a comment here from Susie Orman. She was on CNN talking about gold bars being sold at Costco. Wanted to get your opinion on this. Take a listen.
It's one thing to buy gold and get a physical bar. It's another thing to have to sell it. And that is not what they are thinking about. You have to have it surveyed. All these things. Where do you go? Where do you keep it? Is it insured? Is it not? There's a lot of things that I think people really need to think about when you're buying physical gold. Listen, if you want to be invested in gold, you can do it through an ETF. You can do it many ways. But to buy the actual commodity, I'm not sure is something that people should be doing.
Special guest comment right coming up quickly.
Gold and silver, silver and gold.
From Mr. Yukon Cornelius.
Oh, yes.
From Rudolph. You know me. You know I've always been telling you about this. It's easy to buy gold. It's easy to buy a stock. It's easy to buy silver. It's easy to buy real estate. The hardest thing is what? Selling it.
Selling it, exactly.
And selling it for more than you paid for it.
Yes.
And so the problem with gold, physical silver, is you have to have a safe. You have to store it. What good is it to have it and leave it out and somebody steals it?
Yeah.
What if you have to run real quick? I mean, what if we have something go on here and you need to leave the house and go to a safe place somewhere else? How much of that gold can you carry?
Yeah, it's true.
You see these movies where they have sleds, they're trying to steal money out of a safe and all that kind of stuff. Gold's not light, but you want heavy because that means you have a lot of it.
It's true. Well, and then do you have your hammer and your chisel or maybe your melting thing to be able to melt it down into smaller pieces?
If the reason why you're buying gold is so you think we're going to have a catastrophe in this country and there's not going to be any government, you need to have lead more than gold.
Yeah.
What's lead?
Lead is self-protection. Yes.
Because, I mean, you got to protect that. And so, but here's what I don't like. Say, well, gosh, we'll buy it from this company way out in Utah, let's say. I don't know where they are. Whether Utah, Denver, wherever, way out there.
Sure.
And they promise that they're going to hold it for us in their little safe. You never see your gold. You're buying a picture, basically. So if you really need the gold, the reason why you're buying it many times is for protection from catastrophes. How are you going to get from North Carolina or Las Vegas to over all the way over to Utah when there's no gas available, when we're in a catastrophic environment here? You're never going to see that gold. So, and there's been a lot of scams, too, where people think they're buying. Like, if I buy one gold bar, take a picture of it, I could sell it to 5 million people if I say I'm going to store it safely in my safe for you.
Yeah, isn't that the
Everyone's
truth?
Buying the same bar. So I have some gold myself. Not a lot, just some gold, maybe 30 or 40 ounces that I've collected over the years, right? The cheapest I ever bought gold was $800 an ounce. That was way back in the day. Have a lot more silver, though, in coin varieties like dimes, quarters, you know, because those, if we do need to trade, use silver as a commerce vehicle, you don't want to give somebody a 100 pound or 100 ounce silver bar when you want a haircut. You want to give them a little dime or something, a bit, you know.
Exactly.
So again, I love watching these gold shows on TV where they're mining for gold. It gets me excited and brings back the memories of being in the Boy Scouts.
Right.
I wish we would have been in Boy Scouts. I wish we would have invested in those pans and gone and panned for gold a lot of times in the North Carolina mountains, because there's a lot of gold up there.
There is. There still
is. One of the biggest gold nuggets right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, Reed Gold Mine. And really? There's a gold mine out there. You can take kids. It's still it's open. Like, you can go look at the it's a museum now, but you can actually go underground and see the old mine.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
You get gold fever real quick.
You can. I'll tell you, when I took my kids to Tweetsie and they did the gold panning up there, the gym panning, I think is what it was.
Is that where you buy the bags that are already
It made? Is, yeah. Oh, it's such a thing, but yeah.
Hey, but that's good for everybody to see what it takes to find one little piece of gold.
Exactly.
So Susie's right. I mean, you know, it's everyone will sell it to you, but it's trying to sell it yourself. And here, let's say you buy gold, let's say for $2,300, you buy 1 ounce. All right. And then you want to sell it the next day, you might get $2,200 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a bid and an ask. The bid is what you get back for it. The ask is what they charge you. So the ask is always higher than the bid. So if you buy it, you're going to pay the ask. When you sell it, you got to sell it at the bid. So you need the gold to go way up. Like the gold that I bought at $899 an ounce now, I could sell it to somebody and make money regardless, because we're talking about over $2,000 an ounce.
Right, right.
But again, it's a long-term play. I've had that sitting in a safe for a long, long, long time. It's got a lot of dust. I have to blow dust off it like an old wine collection, like that. What good is that, though? It just sits there. It's not earning any interest.
It is
an inflation hedge, it supposedly. But we're way off the gold. Even the government got off the gold standard back under the Nixon days. So I think we should go back on it. Then it would keep government from spending trillions of dollars they don't have.
There you go. Well, let's go out a little bit then. So oftentimes people will go the route of gold in order to get that safe.
By the way, Thomas, before we get into anything, I'm sorry.
Sure,
I just wanted to
sum
my mind. There's a million and one gold commercials out there. There's some people making a fortune. And then what I hear, and I've heard, it's about 10% commission on this, by the way, out of your money. By talking about turning your IRA into gold IRA. You've heard these commercials. They're all over the place.
I have, yes.
And so what I've heard is the commissions are very high. That's why there's so many celebrities advertising that kind of stuff.
Okay.
One company after another, convert your IRA to gold. Well, then what?
Exactly.
So nothing wrong with a little bit of gold, maybe 2-5% of your portfolio. So when I say gold, I mean all precious metals. Diamonds.
Okay.
Two. Diamonds are included in what some people collect diamonds.
Sure.
Another 5%, maybe wine, old wine bottles or liquor. People are doing that. See some of the price of these bourbons gone up like crazy. Pappy, Van Winkle, people have heard of that.
Isn't that
some of the Wellers. Like
yeah.
There's a big value there. But again, the problem with that is you got to hold it, not open it, and not drink it.
None of that sounds fun.
So, you know, again, the best way to plan for retirement is to use the traditional vehicles that are available out there.
Yep.
Don't try to invent something new that's not there. There are a lot of the traditional vehicles that aren't that good, but there are. But one of the things they do is they help you build a balance. Then you can convert to a replacement paycheck, which we call retirement income stream. And once again, we call it the replace your paycheck challenge. Once you can take all the assets you have and see what kind of how many of those assets you need to get at least the income you're getting from a paycheck, and you still have some leftover money in your asset account, then you have permission to retire and retire comfortably and not worry about ever going back to work. So we do a lot of this transition planning, because when you know, I'm 57 now, and so I people say, when are you retiring, Coach? Number one, folks, I'm never going to retire. I'm a Gemini. I would be bored. I would be bored. You know, I work like 80 or 90 hours a week in media, and I do planning from the back end of the planning.
That's true.
When you come in, you meet one of my planners. I see every plan that goes through.
You do.
But one of my main activities these days is I help other planners across the country with their education and their media. So my full-time job is three or four different things.
That's right.
And so, but I like doing, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do this. I like doing this. I have a passion for it. And as long as my body continues to support me,
there you go.
I'll continue to be here. And so I'm not in any hurry to leave. I'll be here for as long as it's going to take, much to the chagrin of a few planners in our area, especially Raleigh area. There's one planner doesn't like me at all, has a lot of social media about me saying false things.
That's a part of the nature of the game.
If you ever
I guess.
See this, folks, at least call me and get the other side of the real story.
That's
besides
true.
What the person is saying.
You know, there's a lot that goes into that with a lot of people out there want to pitch their side, and you are a true independent fiduciary planner coach, and I think that's something to pay attention to, because you're not the person out there hawking gold with a 10% commission or
nothing
this or
like
that.
That's crazy.
You're the, if I think about, you know, having the hammer or having the this or that, you're the hardware store.
Yeah. Well, and like, you can get anything you need. We have the tool that's necessary, but we find out what kind of tool you really need.
There you
Instead
go.
Instead of saying, hey, when you walk in the door, here's a hammer.
There you go.
I need a screwdriver.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like going to my local Lowe's Home Improvement Hardware store, I'll give a shout out to them, just because the guys that walk up to you, they want to know your project, they're knowledgeable, but they want to know your situation too. It's
and you
not
feel
just
good about your purchase when you're there.
Exactly.
One thing I want to tell you is, and this is big to me, to be a fiduciary, in my opinion, you need to offer risk and safety.
Yes.
I hear a lot of people out there, and I see a lot of mouth running going out in the financial world of guys that are risk planners, in other words, risk all the time, and they don't call it a commission when they take money out of your account. They call it a fee. To me, any time you have less money in your account and it goes to the person who put you in the plan, that's a commission.
There you go.
So if they're charging you a commission to put you at risk and you lose money, you don't get your money back. Not only do you lose the money that they put you in the market, but you lose the money that you had to pay them for them to put you in the market.
Exactly.
So be very careful about these guys out there chirping about being fiduciaries when they don't offer safety. If you don't have a safe plan or a safe part of your plan, then I really doubt that you're dealing with a true fiduciary the way I define it.
Yeah.
Safety first. We're always safety first. And, again, replacing your paycheck all the way through retirement.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever you're making when you're working, replacing that, then you're a real fiduciary, in my opinion, because we've left you in a better place than we found you.
There you go.
About that.
It's
and
true.
So when the worries, we isolate the worries and we take those away, we eliminate your worries in retirement. The main worry I always hear with people that when they come in and say, Coach, we really need this, this, and this. If you could do it, we'll come over and be with your firm.
Mm-hmm.
Is can you make sure, can you guarantee that we're never going to worry as far as our money going away in retirement? And yes, 100%, we can make sure to take that worry off the table. Now, we all have health worries. We all have personal worries. I can help you with the risk safety worries. It's up to you with the health. We can help you with the. I can show you what I do. I do this. I work out 3 times a week. That's all. I try to keep myself in shape. I don't walk as much as I should. People should walk more. That's what my doctor says. But hey, walk into our firm and let's put a plan together for you. And for the next 10 of you, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. I've got some real good goodies for you when you come in. Thomas, the next 10 people get this at no cost or obligation. Our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million, but as long as you have $200,000 dedicated to retirement, this is for you.
All right, folks, we are here for you, and that phone line is open. 800-661-7383 is all you have to do to call and connect with Coach Pete's team at Capital Financial. 800-661-7383. You can also connect with us by texting that keyword, PLAN, to 600-700, keyword PLAN to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.